You want to be the elitist? You do that. What am I going to do? I'm going to go over here and be like, hey, what? Yeah, I just chugged that beer. What? Sweet.
So are we good now?
We're good now.
With the volumes?
I think the volume's as good as it's going to get. I mean, I don't know why we do an audio check every time, because it's not like we move the microphone.
Look, I moved it 3/4 of an inch.
Oh, shit, you fucked up everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Welcome to Geek Beer.
Woo. Hi, I'm Tom.
And I'm Ethan.
And we're doing our Geek Beer podcast.
Actually, this is sort of an interim podcast. I don't have any news for the day, but I really wanted to do a podcast because
you wanted to get drunk.
Oh, well, that's always a good reason. But
yeah.
No, the first homebrew is out of bottles.
Ooh.
It's my first successful homebrew in...
ever?
3 years? 4 years? Almost 4 years.
I'm going to say ever.
Well, personal brew ever.
Also, I'm doing something really tacky, which is that I haven't had dinner yet. So I'm eating, and you'll probably hear me smacking and making all sorts of chomping noises.
It's okay. We have good beers for eating today. They're all pale ales. And first we're going to start out with the beer that I was, you know, sort of attempting to you know, not clone, but sort of get close to.
Mm-hmm.
Just because
mm-hmm.
it seemed like a good place to start, which is the Budweiser American Ale.
Haven't we dogged on this beer heavily in the past?
We have. We have, actually. It's a very doggable beer.
Well,
it's not very interesting.
There's not a whole lot going on with it, but at the same time, it is what it is. All right.
So we have the Budweiser's American Ale here.
I don't know why we're drinking this out of the glass. I almost feel like we should have kept this in the bottles. Yeah, it smells like beer.
Yeah, it's pretty generic, actually.
You know what it smells like? It smells like when you're in the grocery store aisle and somebody has dropped a bottle on the ground.
I was just about to say, it smells like stale. It smells like one of those taverns you see on the side of the road. Like, not the nice ones that have been opened, like, within the last 5 years, but, like, the shitty ones.
The ones where the floors are sticky?
Yeah, the floors are sticky. The floors are sticky is key. That's exactly what it smells like.
I mean, well, not in a bad way. Let's be clear. It doesn't smell like that in a bad way.
No, I agree.
But it does hearken to that sort of aroma.
Yep.
Yeah, what it is. And this is a nice sort of amber color.
Yeah, which is interesting for a pale.
That's it's got sort of a medium head to it, where I'd say a sort of a medium fine, you know, body to the head.
Yeah, not really any lacing up the side. It is pretty crystal clear, characteristic of commercial brews. And
but I would say that, I mean, it's got a nice little bitter finish to it that I think keeps it from being just entirely bland.
But it is pretty bland.
It is pretty bland. But like I was talking earlier, I mentioned that I'd been over to Doc Watson's, or Dad Watson's, I should say, here, which is owned by the McMenamins Company.
Yep.
And so they've got bars all over Seattle and then one in Portland, and they brew all their own beer. And the three beers I had there, they finished like water. And they might have had something good up front, but by the time they went down, they felt so insipid,
they were
pointless. It was, and all three were like that. It was kind of sad.
So yeah, it's not quite that bad. It's got a little malty finish.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good, decent beer.
They claim there's some sort of hop character here. Do you get any of that?
I'm getting a little bit of bitterness off of it that I think I would describe more hoppy than malty, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm not smelling hops, really, in this, though. There's a really light hop flavor.
Though it's got a malty finish, it's not totally, you know, it's not like drinking Bud Select, where it's just like drinking alcoholic Perrier.
Yeah. Does it have a ABV on there, by the way?
Oh, I'm not sure. We should have taken a gravity.
I'm sure the Google knows.
The Google.
To the Google.
5.1%.
Not bad.
Says Beer Advocate. Beer Advocate rates this beer B-.
Hmm.
I think that's about where I'd put it.
I think I'd put it more of like a C. I could probably go an entire night drinking this.
Well, I think that's what they want you to do.
If I was going to get smashed, I would probably drink this.
We already determined that if you're going to get smashed, you're going to drink Longhammer.
I would say this is probably not a beer that I would pair with a lot of food.
Really?
I'm now eating and drinking. I'm eating a pizza, which is, I think, beer food. And I think that the pizza, the flavor of the pizza is too strong. It's overpowering everything in the beer except for the alcohol. That's all I'm really getting is a lot of sort of strong alcohol flavor. I think if you're going to pair this with something, you want to pair it with something light, Ethan. You know, like a bowl of rice. Like a fish, Ethan. If you were going to eat fish, you could drink this beer with it.
I wouldn't drink this beer with a good fish.
This is
with an $18 salmon, I'm drinking a $0.25 beer.
This is sushi fish beer. Damn it.
Sushi fish beer.
Mm-hmm.
We should try making that.
Ooh, we can make it with sushi rice.
So we finished the Bud American Ale, and now we're going to move on to not really my version of it, but sort of, I guess. It's sort of an insipid pale ale.
Do you have a name for it? Incipion?
Incipion?
Because you got sip in there because you can sip on it. It's a sip on, but Incipion because it's also insipid.
I like that. I like that. Incipion.
The Incipion Ale.
So this pours out a little darker than the Blood American Ale?
I would say so. I also notice you're pouring a lot more gingerly right now.
Well, there's yeast at the bottom of these, and I don't want to get a bunch of yeast in a glass. Do you want a bunch of yeast in a glass? I have that power. I'm pouring your beer right now.
Oh, God. So the head does seem a little bit more hefty.
Yeah, it's definitely got a little more head. Basic recipe for this is pretty simple. It's basically pale extract with a pound of Turo, a pound of... Crystal and a pound of, or half a pound of Karamunic. And the Karamunic actually might, now that I think about it, might be part of the head retention that we're seeing.
You think so?
There's not a lot of lacing. It actually, the head's actually very similar to the bud head in terms of how it sticks to the sides and whatnot.
It smells kind of sweet. I think very fruity. It has a very fruity smell.
Yeah, it does. I didn't notice that earlier, but compared to the Bud American Ale, it sure does. It's a little cloudy, actually a lot cloudier, of course, than the...
But that's to be expected.
Than the Bud American Ale, but...
Since we're not filtering anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to try it. I haven't tried it yet. I'm excited. It's good. It's really fruity.
Yeah, it does actually. Wow. Yeah, it
almost,
is really fruity. I'm
almost getting like a strawberry flavor off of it.
Yeah, some sort of red berry for sure. Some sort of lighter berry.
Yeah.
The head in my glass is almost completely gone now, though.
No, it's true. So I think you've made strawberry incipion.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. And there's a little hot bite there.
Yeah.
A little more than the Bud American Ale. It has more of a sweet finish.
It's very different.
Where that came from. It must be the yeast. It was Y-Yeast 1056, just the standard American pale.
Now, did you use the same yeast for pitching and then also when we repitched?
Yes, we repitched 1056 both times. So.
Okay.
And I have another batch that's very similar upstairs with a different yeast. It's the English bitter yeast instead of the American. So it'll be interesting to see, taste them side by side after that one's done bottling.
This is good.
This is actually slightly higher alcohol content. I believe we calculated it at 5.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's pretty decent.
You've done a good job, Ethan.
It's actually very similar.
You should revel in that.
Yeah.
What I just said there. That you did a good job.
Really?
Because I usually just make fun of you and put you down.
That's true.
You should take a moment, bask in this.
It didn't really hit me until now.
Bask in the fucking glow. All right, you're a fucking douchebag. You're done.
I'm not allowed to bask anymore.
You're done. You're done fucking with your basking. You were acting like an a-hole about it.
I was basking.
You know what? Shut up.
I'm going to keep drinking. I think I could drink quite a bit of this. It's actually very similar to the Bud American Ale, except for the aftertaste. It's slightly more hoppy, and that strawberry strangeness.
It's all I can taste now. I almost feel like I'm, like, drinking a strawberry fruit roll-up.
This is as local as it gets, by the way.
Mm.
Brewed upstairs.
That's right. I can walk in less than 30 seconds to the location where this was brewed. This is a good job, man. Tastes like schnozberries.
No. The only thing that tastes like schnozberries are the schnozberries.
Fuck.
And
yeah,
the schnozberries on the wallpaper.
Well, yeah.
Do you have any more of that, by the way? Those were really good.
Wallpaper?
Yeah, the schnozberry wallpaper.
Yeah, sorry, dude. Do you know how hard it is to get that shit? I had to burn through all my connections in Canada. All my Canadian connections.
What, all, like, one of them? Like, the king of the bums? You had to go to the king of the hobos?
I had to go to the king of the hobos.
I'm gonna keep drinking.
Yeah.
It's my solution to problems today.
I would buy this. I would be curious to make this again and see if the strawberry flavor shows up.
Yeah, I wonder. I also wonder if it's not a consequence of using standard table sugar for carbonation.
I was thinking that.
Because we've never done that before.
Might be an issue, but yeah. I don't know if that would make a difference or not in terms of flavor. It might make...
You know what really matters, though?
What really matters?
We made a beer where we can get drunk.
That's right. And I'm not going blind. So, oh, God damn it. You keep on, like, finishing beer while I'm... Don't give me that look, dude.
All right. Last one we've got on the list. You want to talk about it? You're the one that bought it.
Another local Seattle brew. This one comes from the Pike Place Brewery. The Pike Ale.
Pale Ale. Yeah, actually, it's called Pike Pale, and the subtitle is Heirloom Amber Ale. So perhaps this is fitting. We've now drunk three ales that we thought were pales, but they've all turned out to be amber in color.
Yep.
This is 5.0. It is, again, about the same color. It's a little lighter. I would say this is between the homebrew and Budweiser. The Pike Place Brewery is in Pike Place, so it's also very local.
It's very local. It's also kind of expensive. I would say this six-pack was about $9.
You paid for it, don't you know?
Well, yeah, I don't remember exactly. Because you know how it is. You go there and you're like, well, this is $14.97, but with your club card discount, you receive a $3.84 rebate off of your purchase, blah, blah, blah. It was about $9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I hate you.
It's got a good head. Actually, this has a little bit of lacing, which in, I believe, I'll look this up, indicates a higher protein content.
This is, again, more clear than our beer. I'd say probably on the same level as the Budweiser American.
For sure. So it's definitely been filtered. This smells maltier than the...
This doesn't have that sort of, like, barroom floor smell that the Budweiser had.
Yes, but it smells like the malt smell is cleaner.
It doesn't smell as sweet as yours either.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in between, kind of.
The hop smell is really subdued. There's a little bit of it there, but...
I think it's unfair to say it's in between, because it doesn't have that barroom smell at all. It just sort of smells, I think, a little bit
less strongly than yours.
This is completely different.
Oh, my God, yeah.
From either of the two beers we've had before.
This is actually much closer to, like, a Sierra Nevada. It's got a strong hop flavor.
Strong hop flavor. No real sweetness.
It's got a good balance of sort of a bitter malt, but there's not a lot of sweet there.
They do mention that it's 5% alcohol.
Yeah. Original gravity 1.052. I think the beer that I made, I targeted at 20 IBU, so there's definitely a reason this tastes bitter. It's supposed to.
Yeah.
Which actually bodes well for my beer, since I can't measure IBU, chemically.
How do you measure IBU?
You sort of calculate it ahead of time. Using the recipes in Designing Great Beers by Ray Daniels.
Designing Great Beers by Ray Daniels.
Ray Daniels! It's such a good book. But you use his equations, and you basically calculate what sort of bitterness you want.
Okay.
And it usually comes out pretty close. It sort of depends on how long your boil actually is, and how long your fermentation steps are, and what kind of hops you use, and all that shit. But
so you're saying there's no real clear science behind all this?
For a homebrewer, it's almost impossible to effectively measure IBUs in a finished beer.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't talking about a homebrewer.
You have to take a fairly large sample of your beer and send it off to a lab in order to have them measure IBU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah. Red Hook described the process to me, and it was a lot of words I didn't know.
Mm.
So now I get to look sheepish.
So it was like science, 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 science. Chemistry, science, 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 chemistry.
Well, I'm down with science, but this was more like chemistry, 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 biology, biology, chemistry, microbiology, chemistry, chemistry, biochem.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand a word you just said.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, so IBUs, hard to measure as a homebrewer. You sort of have to estimate them. And the best way to do it as a homebrewer is just to drink other beers, especially commercial brews that know their IBU-age, and sort of compare. And so this bodes well. This is 32 IBU. It's bitterer than the beer I made.
Yeah.
Which means I'm below 32, probably quite a bit below, 20, probably.
Maybe. Maybe 20. So it means you might know what you're doing.
No. It's way too early for that.
All right. Well, at least we've established that you don't know what you're doing.
This does have a good malt backbone. Like, it's a well-balanced brew. It's not an IPA where it's got, huge hop flavor and stuff.
Yeah. Just sort of overpowering everything else.
It's got a clean finish, but I like it. I'm not sure I would drink this. I'm not sure I would pay $9
for
this again.
I think it's a little overpriced, but for the purposes of what we were doing tonight,
yeah,
it seemed appropriate.
No, it's great. I'm just saying, we got the homebrew upstairs.
Which I like better.
You know.
I think the Budweiser American Ale, excellent session beer. I would say the brew that you made would be a very good session beer. I don't know if it goes to excellent.
Okay, fair enough.
On my own rating scale, Budweiser... That is an A-minus session beer.
Yeah.
All right. Your beer? B+.
Sounded like a hesitant plus. Are you sure about the plus there?
Let's go B.
B. And in the Pike Place?
But it's a really high B. The Pike's Place, all other things being equal, let's say the cost was not a factor.
Okay.
I think it's probably like a B-. But given how much it costs, I think we're falling more into like the C+.
Fair enough.
Arena, in terms of session beers.
Cost is a factor.
Cost is
always a factor when you think about session beer.
If we're talking about session, we're talking about, like, I'm going to drink this and I'm going to get dirty. What? Yeah.
All right. Gosh. Well, I think we're going to finish this brew.
Yeah.
And then I think we'll be done. So.
Sweet.
I think we're signing off. We don't have any news this week.
There are no.
No. Next time.
Next time.
Like I said, this is just an interim podcast. We have a whole IPA cast that we have to do later this week.
Oh, God, that's right.
This is Geek Beers signing off.
Fuck it! No! No! We need something original here.
Okay.
We're not just going to go like, oh, it's over, and I'll catch you guys later, and then the theme music starts. Fuck that.
All right, so why don't we come up with something awesome right now?
I don't have the energy.